Nicky Coyle, who's the organiser of the totally terrific Tomato Festival. Good afternoon, Nicky. How are you?
Hi, Noel. Fine, thanks.
Now, is this the first one?
It is. I did something smaller, fairly similar, about 25 years ago, but it was all very different then, and people now are so much more interested in all these wonderfully colourful varieties and lots of new types of foods, so It seemed a good time to do it.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm interested in now, for instance, the goodness of a tomato, or tomato.
Right. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, they're terribly good for you. I mean, they've got lots of all sorts of exciting things like lycopene and vitamin C and everything else. But now there's this very new tomato that was bred in the USA last year, and it's called Indigo Rose, and it's actually higher in natural plant phytochemicals, which are basically all the good things that are in plants. And they're called anthocyanins, the ones that are in this particular tomato, and it's extremely good for you. It's very anti-cancer. And anti-diabetes and anti-virtually everything. And they've actually proved that with laboratory tests. So this is brilliant. It's a new sort of health food that you can grow yourself, basically.
Is this particularly called the Indigo Rose?
Yeah, that's it, yes. And it grows very well in Ireland, too, which is wonderful.
Yeah, and you just said the big word. I didn't want to try it.
The anthocyanins, was that it? Or phytochemicals.
Can I ask you, I heard recently, Nicky, that there's actually a black tomato.
This is it.
Is this it?
This is black tomato.
And I only heard about this during the week.
Right, yeah, well, it's black on the outside. It looks exactly like a huge blackcurrant or sort of a small aubergine, round aubergine. But when you cut inside it, cut it in half, when it's ripe, it's this wonderful, rich ruby red, and it looks so pretty on a plate.
Okay.
It's really lovely.
And is this always been there? No, I've never seen one.
No, this is the very first jet black tomato in the entire world. And this is its first time in Ireland. There's been some that were nearly that colour, but they didn't actually have this black colour. And it's the blackness in the skin that's the really healthy bit that gives you all those wonderful chemicals that make you healthy.
Okay, before we talk anymore, I'm going to ask you to give us the details of the Tomato Festival. I know it's on this Sunday, but the times and all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's on Sunday, that's the 2nd. It starts at 11, and it goes on until 5. There's masses going on. There's a farmer's market. There's tomato competitions. If you want to come along and bring your tomatoes, we've even got a competition for the ugliest, because an awful lot of people have got really awful-looking tomatoes.
Really?
This year. Yep. It's going to be great fun. But if you want to enter the competitions, if you have a look at my website, which is nickykylegardening.com, it tells you all about the kinds of competitions there are. There's one for the heaviest, one for the ugliest, one for the best truss, one for the best beefsteak, the best cherry, what have you. So there's lots going on. There's great prizes given by White Zagri and Lusk of Osmo tomato products, which would be, you know, it's going to be good fun. And there's just some masses going on. It's a free event. It's free to the public to come in, and it's just going to be wonderfully colourful. And the weather forecast is fantastic.
Looks that way, all right. Now, it's 11 to 5 on Sunday. Okay.
Yep.
Now, you just mentioned there the different varieties of tomato there. What's the biggest tomato you've ever seen?
Ooh, gosh. Well, a friend of mine grew one that weighed over 2 kilos last year. By accident, I have to say. But I've actually picked a really huge tomato this morning because I thought it was going to fall off the plant. And I reckon that's going to weigh probably 1 kilo.
Wow, that's
heavy. So that's going to be there on Sunday. But, you know, that there are really huge ones.
Mm-hmm. So can I ask you, a lot of people, when you say the word genetic, people get a bit nervous. But actually, genetic diversity in plants and stuff like that, it's really important.
It's terribly important, yeah. But I mean, genetic diversity basically is like people. You know, we all have different genes. But the thing about food crops is they have very special genes which need saving. And if we don't keep growing these varieties and keep buying these varieties, they will disappear. And sometime in the future, you know, with climate change and everything else, and we all know the weather's changing now, there may be one specific gene in one particular variety that could basically, you know, save the supply of that particular type of food, whether it be wheat or tomatoes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we get a disease that comes along that chemicals can't cope with, and as you know, I'm an organic gardener, I don't use chemicals anyway,
mm-hmm.
but from a sort of global perspective, saving all the genetic diversity in all our food crops is incredibly important.
Because I'm fairly much a layman on all these things, but I'm just thinking about many centuries ago when people lived off the land, but they didn't have all these chemicals that we have now.
Yeah.
So growing your own is a great idea.
Well, Well, it is, and the thing is that years ago, you see, they used to save the varieties that were suited to their particular climate in their particular locality. So they kept improving. They kept saving from the best every year. You know, and they had those to go on. I mean, that happened in India with rice and all over the world with various different crops. But the trouble now is that the genetic base, if you like, or, you know, fewer and fewer of these are being grown. More and more of them are disappearing. And it's terribly important not to lose any more. And that really is my passion, is letting people know and trying to make people understand in a more simple, you know, an easier to understand way why it's important to save all these old varieties.
Yeah, because the medical side of this, I mean, as you said yourself earlier on, with the different types of tomatoes and different ailments that people have, that all sorts of varieties of vegetables could really help you in healthy.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the purple colour that's in this, the anthocyanin, is also in beetroot, and they've now proved in the last year in laboratory tests that beetroot juice will actually kill cancer cells in vitro in the laboratory. Which is quite astonishing.
But I say, Nikki, I was never a fan of beetroot, but I am now. So I'm going to be eating lots of beetroot. I mean, I love salads. I only had one yesterday. I have a couple of times, but I always refrain from the beetroot. That's going to be part of it now.
Oh, well, you see, it's the way you cook it and it's the dressing you put on it that makes all the difference. You use a really sweet dressing rather than the horrible vinegar that people put on beetroot, and it's a different vegetable. And roasted, it's incredible.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. You roast a good beetroot, cut up in bits with a red onion, and it's incredibly sweet and absolutely delicious and very Moorish.
Okay, we'll see that you've mentioned all the different ways you can prepare food, and we are talking about the totally terrific tomato festival. What sort of things can you do with a tomato? I mean, people say, for instance, potatoes are always the best done in their jackets. So with a tomato, different ways without taking any of the goodness out of it.
Oh, I mean, there's just so many ways, you know. And the wonderful thing about all this diverse collection of tomatoes that we have is that every single one is maybe suitable for cooking in a particular way or eating in a particular salad. I mean, you could have the beefsteaks sliced with mozzarella and olive oil and basil. You could have the smaller ones roasted. The plum ones make wonderful pasta sauces. You know, it's just the sky's the limit. I mean, tomatoes really are probably one of the most versatile vegetables that you can grow and the most versatile vegetables to cook.
Mm-hmm. Well, I must say, Nikki, listening to you just for a couple of minutes, that you've mentioned all the things that's happening at the festival about the stalls and emphasised to everybody that it's free to go down there and all this. But for me, you're giving a talk, which to me would be the most interesting. You're giving a talk at 2:30.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of other people talking as well. We're going to have a herb expert there, Denise Dunn. We're going to have Tongi Dutulgwe, who was on TV with Dermot O'Neill fairly recently, helping him in his garden. And he's an organic gardening expert as well as myself. So we'll be answering everyone's questions and gardening problems. I'm sure a lot of it's going to be about tomatoes this year because they've been so bad. But I'll also just be giving a very brief talk about why it's really important to save all these old varieties and keep buying the seed. Because if we don't, the small seed companies disappear. Here, and then the big guys are the only ones selling the seed, and they want you to buy the seed that they own plant patents on. So it gets a little bit political at that stage.
And over the... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, go on.
You know, I was just going to say that over the years where people have had the gardens out the back beautifully done with all the patios and that, and it's mostly cosmetic, but are they getting more into growing again?
I think they are, yes, because I think people are beginning to realise just how much money you can save on the household bills by actually growing your own. It's amazing when you see the price of vegetables in the shops, and this year, for the next few months, they're really going to start going up in price because we've had such a dreadful summer, and a lot of the farmers haven't produced nearly as much as you know they would have hoped, and the crops have been really bad. So anything you can grow yourself, and again I give a lot of organic gardening advice on my website. And could I just mention the people who are generously giving prizes because they've been really very good. It's a free event, you know. White's Agri and Lusk, who are the importers of Osmo products, organic products. There's Paddy Burns Organic Farm Shop in Skerries. Denise Dunn of theherbgarden.ie. She's giving a nice voucher for herb plants. The Health Shop in Swords. And, of course, Rollerstown Garden Centre, where it's being held. And they've been really helpful.
So just before you, I was talking to you, I was mentioning to someone earlier on, I was going to be talking to you, and he mentioned Spain and the festival over there, and I said, no, we won't be wasting tomatoes thrown at each other.
No, waste is a very ugly word to me. I cannot bear anything. But even if you've got horrible looking green tomatoes, cut out the bad bits, throw them in the freezer and use them for a chutney later. I mean, you can use every bit of everything.
Okay. Well, I have to say, though, when I said I didn't like beetroot, that's because I just never really ate it. I tasted it once, but I always love tomatoes. Love tomatoes, and I always just like them as they are. Just pick it up and eat it raw. It's beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, listen, Nikki, you've been great, and just give us all the details again for Sunday.
Yeah, well, it's the Totally Terrific Tomato Festival. It's on Sunday the 2nd. It's from 11 until 5. But if you want to bring some tomatoes to show and maybe win some prizes, then look on my website, nikkikylegardening.com. There's lots going on. It's free. Come along on the day and enjoy the last fling of summer, I think. We're going to have some sun anyway.
Okay, Nikki, thank you very much for talking to us here on Near FM. And if you just stay where you are for a sec.
Thanks very much, Noel.
Now that was Nikki Coyle, and that is on Sunday, and it's on from 11 to 5 at the Rolstown Garden Centre, and it sounds fascinating, especially the part where Nikki's going to be giving her talk with other people.